Busy bee. Burning is not a process. There is neither an A nor Z, or even the middle. To crack open a book and start in the beginning is to watch hopes of understanding fade away. Standardized education is a total lie. It's the same lie as a religious cult. It benefits all those in it, but it does not deliver anything. And the success comes from students learning on their own. The theory is crayons. You can't use the theory. It won't even work. It will overload the CPU. A theory is just an oversimplification. It's not special. It is less than the real thing. It's all abstracted away. It is just a book cover. To adhere to the theory is to never read the book and completely miss all the points. There isn't even such a thing as a smart person. And the whole thing about genius is just a superiority complex. There are brilliant experts sailing a narrow channel, yeah. But experts suck, and they know it. They suck until they become life-changing teachers. To gain the ability to alter lives, that's wisdom. And that comes from the direction opposite of expertise and narrow channels and the thousands of incomprehensible diagram books. Wisdom is found on the Appalachian Trail, on the Pacific Crest Trail, the Continental Divide, in the countless audiobooks. In all your music players. It took me a couple of years, but in my rebellious years, I discovered high school was a meat processing plant. The teachers were the operators, and they were manufacturing, getting paid. And they were doing that with tools of terror. Don't tell me that a fake teacher telling someone they are a failure is not a tool of terror. Or that holding someone back is not a tool of terror. Don't tell me it's not a lie when the diploma is worthless and it only leads to being made a fool of by getting tricked into a lifetime of unforgivable college loan debt. It is a slide. We get led to the top and kicked to ride to the bottom. This will hurt so bad that we won't even have the time to get to the kick and why it was there in the first place. But it is there for evolutionary reasons. We tend to mimic the culture that we are born to. All the cats that go off on their own have to learn the scary stuff from the beginning. And those genes are going to be rare and unfortunately fleeting. There's a quick fix for it all. Oh yes, there is. Stop listening to adults because they have no idea what they are doing. And start listening to great beings who have lived lives of wisdom. And they are all at the library. Narrated books are best, and look for the ones held in high esteem by intellectuals, but you also have to visit museums and galleries and all the interesting places. That is what Sundays are for. And be careful, some of the rating systems are often faked, and most of them are sometimes faked. Mostly because of money, but there are also other motives. The large religious cults always want more followers. The fundamentals of a cult is not to get caught and plug your questions and some of your fears away. But it is really a shared fantasy that's focused and penny-pinching and benefits all those who are involved with these friendships. At its core lies gibberish. That's the problem here. It is there to prevent people from comprehending a coherent whole, which would knock them out of the cult and help them towards real books in real life. But yeah, books is it. You always end up at the books. No matter where they push you to start, you always end up at the library. Once they are sitting at the library, there aren't too many people making money off of them. So you sneak in there, bow to the librarian, and see what else you can find next to the book that you liked. Buzzing around like that is kind of unusual. In fact, if you click around an online bookstore and pay attention to the "other users also read" section, you're all set. Because all the books, all the wise books, are always connected together. They sit in a bunch. By the time you get past all the smart books, you won't need help to find new ones. If you just go to the science and adventure sections and look at the main page, you'll find all the good ones and just, you know, get them at the library. Oh, you will eventually get the leather-bound hardcovers, but it will take a lifetime. You start at the library. Always start at the library. On a poverty world without real schools, we all start at the library with all the books that are held in high esteem by the world's intellectuals. So find the correct books that will help you grow all the way up until you become a great being, and resume building from where their authors left off.